Germany is the latest country to say it'll resume using the AstraZeneca vaccine for COVID-19. That follows yesterday's recommendation from the European Medicines Agency that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks. More than a dozen countries suspended use of the AstraZeneca shot after a small number of those vaccinated developed blood clots. Spain, France, and Italy are among the countries also lifting their suspensions. NPR's Frank Langford joins us from outside London. Frank, we should note that the U.S. is not right now using the AstraZeneca vaccine, but the U.K., where you are, did not stop using the vaccine at all. The government, though, is still trying to convince people that it's safe, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson is leading that effort. How is he going about doing that?
Well, he's getting the vaccine himself, Lisa, and he's basically, particularly yesterday, he was essentially a pitch man for it. This is what he said.
So the Oxford jab is safe and the Pfizer jab is safe. The thing that isn't safe is catching COVID, which is why it's so important that we all get our jabs as soon as our turn comes.
And you said he's doing that now, or today anyway. Why is it necessary to send out the message that the AstraZeneca vaccine in particular is safe? How reluctant are people to get it?
I don't think they're that reluctant, but I think he wants to be careful given what happened in, you know, as you were talking about, in Europe in the last week or so. Actually, what's really interesting, Lisa, is vaccine positivity, which is how they refer to it here, is actually very high in the UK. If you go back to December, 78% people here felt positive about vaccines. It's now up to 95%, according to government polling. Most people that I know are happy to get it, looking forward to it. There has been some uptake questions with some of the Black and South Asian communities, but some really good outreach, particularly at mosques up in Birmingham and further north. And I think that what Johnson wants to do here is just make sure this vaccine train keeps rolling down the track.
Right, and that the supply keeps up. Is there enough vaccine to get into people's arms?
Up until now, there has been, and in fact, it's really striking. We got a big shipment here recently, and we could tell because our phones suddenly lit up. My wife and I, we got a note from the local National Health Service saying, come on in and get your injections. And it was clearly tied to the supply coming in. My wife got it yesterday. I'm getting it tomorrow. And so there will be, I think there is a future supply problem coming up in April, which will actually slow the pace here. But overall, I've got to say the pace here in the United Kingdom has been extremely good. Over 26 million people have already had the first dose. They're going to be offering everyone from 50 and over a dose. And even though the government's made a lot of mistakes last year, certainly on handling COVID-19, most people here think the National Health Service is actually doing a really good job.
The UK has been hit so hard, though. The pandemic has killed more than 125,000 people. That's the highest death toll in Europe. How do you categorize it right now? What are people saying?
It's much better. I think last year people were horrified, especially what happened in nursing homes. Essentially, the government, the hospitals inadvertently exported COVID patients into nursing homes, not knowing that was what was happening. But now daily deaths have gone from about 1,300 in late January. This is with people with COVID on their death certificates. In the earlier part of this month, down to about 140 a day. And I think that's a mixture of lockdown and vaccination campaign really beginning to pay off.
And very briefly, the lockdown happened right around a year ago. What's it like there now?
It's beginning to loosen. So two people from two different households can now meet. People are catching up. Schools and colleges are reopened. My son is back in school. And by the 29th, they're going to lift the stay-at-home rule. And maybe sometime in April, if we're lucky, the pubs open and start serving again outdoors.
NPR's Frank Langford speaking to us from outside London. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Happy to do it, Lisa.